Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Is this?
Let's get some shiz.
Let's get some. I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
I would listen to it. And I'm not even going to defend it, you guys. I'm not going to defend it. I did the assignment. We talked on Friday about how many shoes, pairs of shoes, I don't know. Someone tell me what's right. We think we have. And then the question becomes, how many is too many? So I did the assignment. I counted this morning how many shoes I own or that are currently at least in my house. Do you want to guess?
I'm going to guess 86.
Ooh, I was going to say like 63.
Is Susie still with us or did she?
No, she left. She left.
It's 98.
Oh my gosh.
98? Pair?
Yeah.
You need to.
Not individual shoes. Not individual. It's 98. And even I, once I got to like 70, I was like, no, I must have miscalculated. That can't be right. And I got to 98. Originally it was like 96, but then the slippers that are currently on my feet got counted. I counted slippers too, flip-flops, things like that. I remembered my snowboarding boots that are in storage. So those also. So these aren't shoes that I wear every day. But you know what? It was a lot of shoes that I wear. And as I looked at them, my rule is if you don't wear it for a year, it gets thrown out. And there are shoes where I said, I'm going to wear them because I know this might be the only time I wear them this year, so I don't have to throw them out. So, guys, I own 98 pairs of shoes.
You know, that tells me you need two more pairs of shoes to make it even 100.
Wait, are you
go shopping today?
Do you say that with pride or with embarrassment?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, nobody needs 98 pairs of shoes. Okay, let's remember that. But I have multiple pairs of things like winter boots that people in Florida don't have, you know, and you have the warm Uggs, then you got the waterproof ones, then you have the crappy ones that you take the dog for a walk in. So, you know what? I'm a 53-year-old woman who loves fashion. I have 98 pairs of shoes, and none of which I paid retail for.
I counted mine. Would you like to guess how many pairs I have? And you've mentioned slippers. I don't think I counted my slippers, so I just increased my total by two.
That's right. Okay. I probably have 10 pairs of slippers, but I'm going to say 46.
No, under 36. I do have 36 pairs, and that includes all my boots, skates, flip-flops, sliders, all of it.
Okay, guys, so if a dude can have 36 pairs, I can have triple that?
Well, somebody points out, somebody brought up Royce Lewis, and I remember this. Royce Lewis, twins, young phenom, 150 pairs of shoes Royce Lewis has.
100? That's a lot.
Probably
but
a lot of
he's a sneakerhead, I'm sure.
Sneakerhead. He collects. Yes.
Even my own son collects sneakers, and there are some he doesn't wear. He has them on display. They're like art.
Yep.
So, you know what? Let's not judge. There are shoes. Okay, I say I have to wear them once a year, but I do have shoes in my closet that are meaningful to me. I know that might sound crazy to you, but shoes that you might have worn to your wedding or your kid's bar mitzvah that you have in your closet. Maybe I don't wear them. Imelda Marcos for WCCO.
Yes, Imelda Marcos. I forgot about Imelda Marcos.
Okay. see, someone texted in 150 pair here. 30 pairs of running shoes to start.
Jeez.
Catch up, Jordana.
30 pairs of running shoes. Nobody needs 30 pairs of running shoes.
Well, they might. It might be a hard run or a light run, or maybe they're walking shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to open a shoe store because I wear them. I do. And yes, I have three different pairs of brown boots, but you need flat brown boots. You need high brown boots. You need wedge brown boots. I mean, you do. Come on. Some are to the knee. Some are booties. Women understand this. Stop judging me.
Somebody asked me if my 36 pairs includes my clown shoes. Very good. That might be our text of the day. Very good.
Okay. And we need to have this conversation because we need to like not be so serious right now.
Friends,
go to your closet. And not just your closet, because I went to my closet. Then I went down to the mud room. Yeah. We have a mud room where we put all our
stuff. That's where most of mine
That's where most of yours are. Then I went down to the basement because I don't keep like my summer shoes. My closet isn't enormous. You know, I put my summer shoes and my summer clothes in the basement and I sort of rotate through. So I had to do three different counts. And yes, I got to 98 and I am sticking by it. Women, defend me. Someone says, I'm with you, Jordana. I probably have at least 100 pairs since boots are included. We have so many different kinds of shoes and boots. Thank you. Also, slippers, flip-flops. You know, come on. And you need multiple flip-flops, friends. You just do.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jordana. Probably have at least 100 pair since boots are included. Mm-hmm. We have to have soon many different kinds of shoes and boots. What are you laughing at? What, Dave, what
you just,
what
just
you
read got? That.
Well,
Dave's
you just
got
pulled one Jordana. Pair. You read the text that Jordana
just read.
You were paying attention.
Oh,
come on.
It happens.
Come on, guys.
We do that sometimes. You know, you're thinking, I'm thinking, you're reading other texts. Okay.
Do you want to know how many pairs of shoes I have?
Wait, David, how many pairs do you have?
I got one. Dave's got one pair of work boots, and he wears them everywhere he goes.
Well, I started this conversation, and I told you last week, I have 17, and that includes ice skates, rollerblades, snowboard boots, two kinds of ski boots, and flip-flops, everything, 17. And that feels, I've just downsized a few. I just got rid of a few, and that feels like about the right number. I'm happy to stay at 17.
Here's a text. I'm with you, Jordana. I probably have at least 100 pairs since boots are included.
Just keep reading that text. Yes. If they agree with me, keep reading the same text over and over
Somebody
again.
Says, Jorah, what do you mean you've never paid retail? Where do you get wholesale shoes?
Well, not wholesale, but they're on sale. Opitz, you guys, my favorite store ever. I know. I wish they would advertise.
Now, are these like
they
Chinese shoes, Chinese manufactured
shoes? No, they're
shoes.
Just like leftovers from their
87
like last
pairs
season.
Were off Shein.
Yeah. No. I go to Opitz. I'm telling you, like after a while, their shoes are $5 or $10, or you can get a great pair. They're on discount. It's like leftovers from department stores. I'm telling you guys, you have to go to Opitz in St. Louis Park. Number of running shoes I've owned in my life, 0. No. Okay, not a runner. That's okay.
Well, my husband razzes me about my shoes, but he just admitted he's got six pairs at the hunting shack. I forgot I do have a pair of slippers at the hunting shack. Does that count?
37.
Yes, I counted all my slippers, and I have multiple slippers. Let's see, 7 pairs, this texter says, and I can get rid of 2. I should probably aspire to have less, and maybe when I'm retired... I might. I just.
How about
I don't know.
This? How about instead of smarter than we do, we start doing smarter than Jordana, and you give away a pair of shoes if you get beat.
I love my shoes. I always tell my girls, if I ever die in a fiery crash or if something awful like cancer, please don't give away my things. This is what I told them. They're like, Mom, this is so morbid. But look, you got to be real. I said, please, there's like a pair of Zac Posens in there that I promise you are going to be worth a lot of money. There's a pair of Dior in there that are definitely worth a lot of money already. They're vintage and maybe I don't wear them. But I said, please check with somebody. And my kids are good with fashion.
Yeah.
Before you throw my stuff out. Because like I tell my husband... I'm a collector. It's not just shoes, it's clothes too.
Mm-hmm.
But these things give me joy. They do. Yes, yeah. I wear them. And it's all confined to my closet. It's not like I have a whole room full of this stuff. But I can afford it. And I'm not paying retail. And I get joy out of my shoes.
I love this text just because. 8 pair, 1 outdoor boots, 3 casual, 1 dress, 1 mixed use, 2 slippers. 69, retired male.
Love it. Love it. Give me your stats. I love it. Let's see. I just counted 13, and I bet I could get rid of 2 pair without inconveniencing myself at all. Mm-hmm. Do I have shoes still in the box? No, that I don't have. I've worn every pair multiple times. I do not have shoes in the box. Jor, I only need 1 pair of shoes to run away from my house when all 3 of my girls are ovulating at the same time. Friend. That's a friend. I feel you. A friend. I and you know what? If you're a dude and you have 3 women who are either ovulating or menstruating at the same time, you probably should get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Let's just own it. You get a hotel room, let them work it out. and just excuse yourself.
Jor asking for a friend, where do you keep the shoes in your house? Can you drop me a map?
I'm very organized. You know, there I have shelves and stuff. I'm organized. And then we have the basement where I put, you know, the summer shoes. 5 pairs of golf shoes alone. Thank you. Now, was that a man or a woman who texted? I assumed it was a man because clearly I'm sexist. But someone says they have 5 pairs of golf shoes.
I bet you
think
that's
so?
A fashionable golfer, man, okay. Male golfer.
Guys, I'm going through my closet right now. Now I don't feel nearly as bad anymore. I'm glad I made you.
Jordana, since you're talking about all your shoes, can you post a picture of your feet asking for a friend? That's from Rex Ryan. That's from...
Women should be able to rent shoes and dresses so their homes don't have to be so crammed with those items. As a guy, I have 6 pairs of shoes. 3 of those pairs are only worn on the dance floor. If I were not a dancer, I'd only have 3. That's from our friend Paul, the ballroom dancer.
I'll admit, I'm in the neighborhood of having a shoe thing. I like shoes. DSW is my jam, man. I go into DSW
and
like these ones I have on now. I love these. I bought these New Balance kind of. Show you these New Balance, these ones I have.
Love that. The New Balance, yeah. Which I love,
the
which
big,
used to be the grandpa
sole.
Shoe.
Yes.
But all the kids are wearing now.
But I get compliments on these, and it's like, man, I like these shoes. And they're very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Very That's sensible. 6 pairs. A very sensible pair of footwear. Sensible.
Well, okay, but you also have how many? 37
yeah.
total?
Yep.
So great, you have a sensible pair of footwear, but you also have 36 others, and I'm sure some of them are quite sensible also. But it's good to have variety, too. I know our ancestors are probably, like, choking they were repairing the same pair of shoes to wear their whole lifetime, resoling them.
Yeah.
But to that point, I actually have shoes that I do take to the shoemaker when they're a favorite pair and they get scuffed or they, you know, get worn down. I still do that also.
Adam or the
Jordana
New
gets great name brains at Opitz is like saying you get watches from inside a guy's trench coat. Yeah. No, Opitz is a real store. You have to pay.
Adam or the New Balance all white and thick heel for mall walk. Yes, the white New Balance. You know the white New Balance like that. Like once you get a certain age, you're getting those white New Balance.
The orthopedics.
Yes,
that's so true. Or the Skechers. The Skechers slip-ins
yes.
that you need because you can't bend down. Yeah. I probably have a pair of those, too. I was borrowing my mother's when I was in Florida. Absolutely. Let's see. Just 21 pairs of golf shoes. Oh, stop it. I have 21 pairs. That's too many of golf shoes. All right. Okay, this was fun.
I'm with you, Jordana. I probably have at least 100 pairs since boots are included. Okay.
See, 100 pair. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. I feel a little better. When we get back, are you going to see the Melania? Let's stay on some fun. Are you going to see the Melania documentary next?
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say someone gave you free tickets, Adam. Would you go see the Melania documentary?
Zero chance. And this is not a political statement. I would have no interest in it. Like if it was a Michelle Obama movie, no interest.
An unpublicized black tie White House screening of the new documentary, Melania, included monogrammed popcorn tubs. I kind of want one of those. I got to be honest. That's a collector's. And a military band playing movie tunes. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the event was hosted by the First Lady and the director of the document, the documentary, Brett Ratner. It's an Amazon-funded film, and it opens Friday. So just no interest, because she is an elusive character. She is somebody who isn't non-typical of other First Ladies.
Yeah.
And an immigrant, and I mean... there's some curiosity for me,
okay.
Except for the fact that I know it's just going to be the perfect Instagram version that she wants to show us.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know the skinny.
Not a critical documentary.
Right. I kind of want to know the skinny. Like, what does that prenup say? And how much money did he give you to stay with him through this next campaign and this presidency?
When's the last time they've shared a bed together?
there you go. There's that. You know, it was barren. You know, was he conceived naturally? Was, you know, so I am curious about a lot of things about Melania. I just don't think I would ever get actual answers.
Somebody says,
but I have seen documentaries about other first ladies that have been fascinating.
Okay. Which ones?
Oh, do first ladies just not interest you?
Women. I mean, come on. What do women have to do?
Okay, stop it. I mean, no, there's an Eleanor Roosevelt documentary.
Oh, no, I watched, yes.
Did you watch that one, the Eleanor Roosevelt?
Well, I watched the Roosevelts on, it was a Ken Burns Roosevelt, about
maybe
the Roosevelts, and a lot of it had to do with Eleanor.
Fascinating, and how she was a lesbian? And had that secret, like, door off her bedroom she kept the reporter. Like, that was great stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that. I don't think they taught us that in history class in seventh grade.
That was a biopic I was thinking of about Jackie Kennedy. Wasn't that Portman, Natalie
Jackie
Portman?
O.
Didn't Natalie Portman play Jackie Kennedy?
Oh, yes, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't watched, what's her name? Does Michelle Obama have one? She must.
Must, yes.
I mean, she's got a book.
Yes. I'm sure there's been multiple documentaries on Michelle Obama.
Oh, there was one about Pat Nixon that I watched.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. Also fascinating. Yep. Just really, and of course, it's through the lens of the documentarian, just like the way the Melania's is of the documentarian. But given space and often death, you can be more honest, maybe, in your depiction. So, while this one might not be worth seeing, it's out. I wonder if Tim Lammers is going to see it. We'll have to ask him if he's going to review Melania for us on Friday.
So, yeah, Brett Ratner is like a popular, very popular director.
Is he? What else has he done?
He also was accused of, accused of rape at one point.
Okay. So, there's that.
Yeah, because that name sounded familiar to me. So, yeah.
Does he look familiar? Do you have a picture pulled up?
Yes and no. I mean, I don't think I would, like, if I saw him, his face, I would say, hey, that's Brett Ratner. But no, I mean, I've heard of him before.
All right. On-air meeting.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the four demands the federal government is requiring for withdrawal of Minnesota?
Can I bring up this one since we're doing kind of a whack-a-palooza, topic-a-palooza? Because I like our interactive topics. And by the way, we got more than 100 probably results or texts on shoes. But thinking about...
Because we need that.
Yes. But this is kind of newsy. Okay, Greg Bovino apparently is leaving. I don't think a lot of people really appreciated Greg Bovino being in Minnesota. I'm just going to say that. So who else in Minnesota history were you glad to see leave the state? 651-461-9226. Who else in Minnesota history were you happy to see leave the state? I was thinking about, my mind goes to sports, like which athletes or coaches were you happy to see gone? Bye-bye. Like Josh Danielson, Josh Donaldson for the Twins. They signed him to a big contract. He was a good baseball player, but it seemed to rub some people the wrong way. So my first pick on this is Josh Donaldson. Happy to see him go. Who else?
Wait, I have to Google that person.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball
Josh
player.
Donaldson. Yeah. Okay, I have to Google that person. Right. Okay, this is a good topic.
Yeah.
I guess you can say if you want us out or who you'd like out, but who were you happy to see?
Who were you happy
go?
To see leave Minnesota saying bon voyage, happy to see you go? Let's do it. Take a break. Get your thinking caps on. Tommy Herr says somebody. Yeah, Tommy Herr, another good one. A lot of sports ones here, but I'll explain them to you, Jor.
Okay, great. Traffic, I appreciate it. Mansplain that to me.
I'll mansplain it to you, little lady. We'll have traffic, weather, and who
go
else?
Count my shoes again.
Who else were you happy to see leave the state of Minnesota? 651-461-9226. Okay, here's an example.
I'm going to need an explainer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to need
a lot of these are sports. These are a lot of sports, but here's one that wasn't sports. And we had one saying Coach Walz, Tim Walz.
Oh.
So when Governor Walz announced he was not running again, I think Tom Emmer retweeted and said, good riddance. So there's an example, just to be fair. But yes, a lot of these are sports related. Christian Laettner, Jimmy Butler, people who you said good riddance to when they left Minnesota. In honor of our friend and yours, Greg Bovino, who will be apparently moving on after his time here.
How about Denny Hecker?
Oh, Denny Hecker. Yeah, I mean,
did
he went
ever
to prison.
Advertise here on CCO?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Denny might have tell him Denny sent you. No.
Yeah, his business empire collapsed.
Yep.
It was a $767 million bankruptcy. He was sentenced to 10 years for wire fraud and money laundering. He eventually moved to Florida after being in prison, I guess. I guess he's not in prison anymore.
No, he's out.
So, Denny.
And
yeah,
I don't
Denny
know if
Hecker.
He's still here in town. But
no, it says he eventually moved to Florida.
Okay.
So he's in Florida, where you don't have to pay taxes.
Good for Denny. Yeah.
There you go.
So a couple of people said Norm Green. The problem is saying good riddance to Norm Green is he took our hockey team with him. So that's kind of a bummer. Michelle Bachman, somebody says, did Michelle Bachman go to a different state or does she still live here?
I think she's
here?
Still here.
Okay.
Or maybe these are people you want to see leave.
Or you left Congress.
Identify
maybe.
That.
Or Congress. I mean, that could count too. Somebody who left office that you said, hey, good riddance.
Petters.
Petters.
One of mine.
Yeah,
Tom Petters.
He went to prison.
There you go.
Yep.
$3.7 billion Ponzi scheme. It was the largest in Minnesota history, although, well, I guess Ponzi scheme-wise, maybe not just fraud.
No.
Let's see. He was in a federal prison in Ohio and might still be there.
I think
yes,
he's still in prison.
He's still in Ohio. So, see ya.
Yeah, a lot of these are just athletes, so.
All right. Well, you can share with us. You asked who they were. People want to hear
Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, A.J. Pierzynski, Les Steckel, the Vikings coach for one season, who had a really, really bad year. Tim Brewster, former Gopher football coach.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell says somebody. But does Mike still live here, though? I mean, he's running for governor.
He's back.
Don't you have to live here to be governor?
I definitely think he's back.
Yeah. Somebody says Russell Shamuka. We will accept media personalities. Russell Shamuka.
Who is that?
He worked. I want to say he was a sports guy briefly for Channel 5, maybe KSTP. Just one of these. Right. This I don't blame Russell, but we're so provincial here that if you come in from an you know this probably better than anybody. When you come in from the outside and you try to be on, you know, radio or TV in this town. Uh-huh. Yeah. We were very slow to accept you.
Honey,
you
what
know anything about that?
Years.
You know anything
they
about that?
They called me a carpetbagger.
Yes.
Can you a carpetbagger? And this was after I was on television here for 6 years.
Right.
I did the news at night here for 6 years on TV, and then I came to radio. I had time off when they canceled my show and I couldn't get a job. I was here for 5 more years as a citizen, and then I came to radio, and they called me a carpetbagger.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, I've been here. All my children are born here.
Well,
I like it here.
If the 98 pairs of shoe fit. Russell, somebody says Russell was Care 11, but he's one of these sports guys, and I think he was on the air, and he was Edina High School and Shakopee, you know, it just had bad pronunciations of our names.
I'm trying to think who else left. No one said Jesse. That's good.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, Jesse doesn't live here anymore, but I'm glad nobody said that. He was he's part of our history.
Somebody says Derek Chauvin.
Oh, yeah.
Derek Chauvin.
What prison is he? Is he in Louisiana?
He was in Arizona, but that's, I think,
was
where he got stabbed in Arizona. I'm not sure where he is now.
Yeah, and anybody that's convicted of the feeding our fraud scandal, please get them out of here. Let's get anyone who committed fraud in Minnesota, get out.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a caller who wanted to stay anonymous and not go on air that claims a friend of his bought Denny Hecker's cabin in northern Minnesota.
I think I remember where Denny, I think it was on.
They bought the cabin and then like scoured the entire cabin looking for cash. That maybe was, and never found any. But apparently then years later, we're trying to fire up an old generator in the garage. It wouldn't work. They took it apart and found $1 million.
No
stash.
Stop it.
Come
in
on.
The generator. This is again. Stop this is a story from a listener who wanted to remain anonymous.
No.
I have no.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Proof of that story at all, but somebody claims that indeed happened.
Such a good story.
Whether it's
I don't
true
care
or not,
if it's not true. That's a good great story. Yeah,
I am going to retell that story.
And they,
that's right.
And they turned it in. Supposedly, they called the authorities and turned it in.
Good.
Oh, come on! Nobody believes that.
Well, I'm
come
relaying
on
the story.
Jimmy Butler, Timberwolves basketball player. Yeah, that's a good one. Somebody says Pete Hegseth. Pete's going to have.
What about the dentist that killed the lion?
Oh, Palmer. Dr. Palmer. I forget his first name.
He used to be my dentist for a while.
Yeah.
They closed the office. It was like down in Shakopee when I lived in Eden Prairie. I went to see him. He was my dentist.
Walter Palmer. I think it was Walter Palmer.
There you go. Right? He killed the lion?
Yeah, Cecil. Was it? Cecil the lion.
Cecil. Yep. Cecil. Free Cecil.
My God. You know, a lot of simpler times when that was the biggest controversy in Minnesota. A dentist who went on a safari and killed a popular lion. Bring back those days.
He's a nice guy, too.
Can we bring those days? I'm sure he was a great dentist. I think he did something legally. He paid for the...
Great dentist, a pretty good hunter,
too.
Pretty good hunter. Yeah. Right. Good shot.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.